Torseri. All right,
Yay.
welcome back, everybody. So previously on Starfall, you all were caravan guarding and taking a little bit of a layover in Blackglass, a city ho known for its famous obsidian. Shut up, Siri. A city known for its famous obsidian production. While there, you were contracted by what you thought was a merchant who had been attacked by bandits, but was actually Handsome Herbert, having his bandit crew having been taken out by a group of lizard folks. He sent you all to either die by lizard folk hands or to avenge his bandits that had died. Perhaps you're not quite sure his motivations, but whatever it is, you all were able to defuse the situation with the lizard folk and come out of it a cart of obsidian richer. Unfortunately, Handsome Herbert was in the wind, having taken one of Heyrin's smutty novels with him. So, having realized you all were hoodwinked by Handsome Herbert, you gave your statement to Guard Captain Zyra Blaze, the half-orc guard captain of Black Rock, or Black Glass. Then you sold your cart of obsidian to Leora, the blacksmith who had a hookup with Roisin. Leora also built a brand new obsidian scabbard for Heyrin, which she picked up off screen before in between sessions. And then you all decided to head back to the shopping and blow off a little steam. So Tomi tied a little sack of copper coins around Sir Greg's neck with a note that said, "Take what you're owed," and sent him off to collect foodstuffs. Kes bought some paper birds. Roisin and Heyrin wandered around together doing some window shopping, though secretly Heyrin bought a bento box for Roisin, and Roisin bought some bejeweled antler tips for Heyrin. But those gifts have not yet been delivered. Kes was also able to pick up the next book in Trace Polly's Warforged series called Head of Brass. And Roisin was approached by Hugh Grant, who let you all know that you'd be leaving the next day on the 15th and to be ready at sunup. You all made your way back to the Anvil for some drinks and a drinking game of Never Have I Ever, where you all got to know each other a little bit better before heading off to bed, whether it be yours or somebody else's. Unfortunately, that evening, Heyrin was attacked by a vampire who invaded her dreams and was drinking the blood from her neck. Thankfully, Ula, the ever-perceptive Ula, was woken up by the sounds, and you all were able to chase the vampire off, agreeing that the nighttime wasn't the right time to investigate said vampire. You all got some rest, but not very, I'd say restless rest. It was basically waiting for the sun to come up and for you all to prepare spells. So you all took off the next morning in search of said vampire, doing some good survival rolls to pick up the blood trail, him having been winged by Roisin's longbow the night before. And making it to the south side of town, where Ula was able to use her detect good and evil abilities to scan the area as y'all made your way south, eventually ending up on the edge of the Necro Farm. Realizing that, either Tobias the Necromancer could be friends with a vampire, very possibly, or even if not, that a farm full of undead creatures would be a good place to hide. You all decided to enter the farm and investigate around. Tomi very quickly notified Tobias that you were all there. And Tobias, said he knew a lot about vampires being a necromancer, but that was not at the moment consorting with any of them. When you asked him about places that vampires might hide, he mentioned that, anywhere dark, that can put their grave dirt in. It could be, a suit of armor or a hole in the ground, a basement. At which point he mentioned that he has a root cellar. Lots of places have basements. He has a root cellar. Y'all asked if you could check it out, and he told you that at one Mr. Umbra had it rented out at the moment. They'd need to check with him. So you went to the root cellar and very quickly deduced that Mr. Umbra was, in fact, the vampire that attacked Heyrin. He had the root cellar door barred. Heyran was very cleverly able to look into the room and cast Mage Hand to take the bar off the door, and some very smart gameplay. But once the vampire caught sight of Heyran, he started talking about how she's a touched one, and how he, you know, that she was, he was a moth to her, that she was a beacon. And, you know, he asked her what it tasted like, and very quickly realized that having licked a big bag book of evil, that Heyran may have inadvertently cursed himself. So, but first things first, y'all needed to take care of this vampire using some great tactics, you know, thorn whipping him into daylight. Using some very good, well put silvery barbs to prevent him from feasting more on Heyran. You were able to get it down to low hit points, and then Heyran was able to kill it with a blade made from the very gloom that inhabited it. Pushing the blade through its neck in the same spot where it had bit her on her neck. So, y'all took a moment to recover from that. You know, Ula asked Heyran if she's an evil attractor now. Heyran mentioned that you read about all these monster romances, but in real life, it's just assault. So, Heyran tried apologizing to everyone, thinking it was her fault because she licked the book, but the group collectively refuted that, you know, saying not to blame herself and that she probably just needs some holy mouthwash or a holier book to lick. One of the two. I really liked that idea. I was like, oh, great. Are we going to go on a quest to find like a legendarily good book? And then once you get it from whoever you get it from, just take a little lick. But fortunately, there was an easier way of taking care of this. So after throwing the vampire's grave dirt and some of his ashes into the outhouse, just in case, you all headed back to the Kasuba Temple, where the kindly old half-elf cleric Grendor was able to confirm via a non-existent spell, apparently, that Heyran was in fact cursed. And with a little bit of a nose boop, cast remove cursed on her and confirmed that the curse was gone. And then told Heyran, you know, not to blame herself, that curses can happen to the best of people. Anyway, you also found out that Grindor is 382 years old, which is ancient for a half elf. Tony bragged that her mom was 500 some years old, which he conceded would be old even for him. Kes told him he'd get there someday, and Grindor admitted he's not sure if he hopes he does or he hopes he doesn't. It just depends on how much fiber he has had that day. So, y'all spent the rest of the day relaxing in Blackglass, some more than others. Heyran being a little quiet and out of sorts the rest of the day, but Tomi stuck near her and plied her with sweet snacks all day. Meanwhile, Kes and Tariq had a date day together, getting to know each other well, before you all got some much-needed rest and woke up early on the 15th of Sylvian, mustering with the caravan as it took off shortly after sunrise, at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning. What the fuck? Why the sun gotta be like this? So, anyway, that is where we are going to start this session. It is the 15th of Sylvian. It is now fairly late in the morning. You all have been guarding this caravan, walking slowly behind it now for about 4 or 5 hours. And what's the mood like? How y'all holding up?
I think Roisin is tired and like probably a little like doesn't want to talk to anybody mood, you know, just like meh.
Grumpy from Roisin.
Mm-hmm.
What about Ula?
I think that Ula is a little unsettled by the fact that she couldn't help Heyran, and she saw another cleric do it, so she's like, oh, gotcha. That's something I need to figure out.
And you wake up this morning feeling like you could do that now. So.
Yeah, despite the fact that I didn't think about it before and had not yet taken Remove Curse. But I think It wasn't a wisdom save. Whenever was it? Whenever Haerun licked the book,
There was no save.
there was no save. That's what I thought. So definitely, she's thinking about I could do what he did, do the remove curse, but she decides to take Beacon of Hope instead, and that just like gives advantage on wisdom saving throws and healing and stuff like that. So she's just been really like noodling on her position in a party. Because she likes fighting just as much as Roisin does. And that's kind of like the magic thing has always been interesting and kind of like a hobby. It's never felt more necessary than it has right now.
Okay, what about Kes?
Kes is doing great.
Just walking along. Do you have a little whistle in your step, or
No whistling or stuff.
probably not whistling, but yeah, springing a step.
Tell me, how about you?
Tommy's grabbed like some flowers that are growing around, like some lilies and stuff like that would be in this sort of foresty area. And she's just making some flower crowns.
Nice.
She is the first one to hay run.
And hey, Ren, how about you?
Thank you.
Welcome.
I here is probably like I know we're probably walking and stuff, but I probably just have my nose in my spell book, and I'm just like that Hamilton song, just like writing like I'm running out of like just frantically writing new spells in there.
Okay. So y'all pass the hours like that before breaking for lunch at some point and continuing along in your day. You're still in these sort of craggy sort of foothills, which a lot of elevation changes, so tough on the calves, but you also, it makes your job fairly easy because there's not a lot of places for things to hide around here. So anything coming you can see for while off.
So we're not in a jungle.
No, not yet. No.
Oh,
You're
okay. We're on our way to the jungle.
on your way to the jungle, yes. So yeah, you all travel. It's you actually travel a I was wondering when you were gonna see that.
I finally reloaded
Amazing.
But
Crystal sass.
it's the weather is glorious. It's a perfectly nice summery day. As you all kind of come down in elevation a bit, you head towards the coast, where you come essentially you have to go around this sort of horn-like inlet. You have to curve around that to go to Jungle's Edge. And so that evening, you all break camp not far from the coast. You can see the Gulf of Plenty stretching off to the south in the distance from up here on a clifftop area. It's very pretty as Hugh Grant comes back to check on you all with his brand new to some of you. Some of you, Roisin, I think, was the only one that saw it the other day, but he's got a brand new, bigger, floppier, more in fashion hat.
As he's coming over, I'm just gonna be like, make sure you compliment his hat, you guys.
Gotcha.
He says hello.
Nice hat, Hugh Grant.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I picked this up in black glass. I appreciate you noticing.
Are you gonna
You look
start like
smaller
a
somehow.
Me?
dashing hat collection?
I
Could
do
be a
actually
thing.
have a very dashing collection of hats.
Oh.
I have a bag of holding specifically for hats.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a second bag of holding for everything else?
Yes.
Oh.
How many hats are in your bag of holding?
Two bags of holding? That's crazy.
He says, let's find out together, shall
G100?
I've got 38 hats in there.
Oh, wow.
He says, I've been
Do
collecting
they.
them for some time. Well,
Are they all floppy heads?
no, they change with the seasons and the styles. 10 years ago, very small hats were in style. Very, very short brims. And then there was this awful period where it was like these blue bucket hats were the rage, and everyone was wearing a blue bucket hat. I actually did not get any bucket hats. I figured if there was ever a period for me, Hugh Grant, to go hatless, it was that time.
Bucket hat.
Do you have
Are
a
they all
favorite?
from different places?
Oh yes, well, I mean, I've been traveling with this caravan for many years now, and so I got some from Portage, some from Blacklass, some from Jungle's Edge, and of course, Portage, has lots of goods from all over the world. So,
Do you have a favorite?
I'm so glad you asked, because I do. He says he actually he dismounts from his horse and reaches kind of under his cloak and pulls out a bag of holding, and he reaches in it. He takes his hat off and tosses it in there for a second. He says, "Now this one, it's going to surprise you because it's not a stylish hat I wear during the day." He pulls out a very beautiful looking embroidered silk sleeping cap, and he puts it on.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
He says, "Yes, I love it so much. It keeps my hair soft and shiny for the next day, and in the colder months, it keeps my head quite warm."
Looks comfortable.
Quite, yes.
Where did you get that one?
He says, "This one I remember I picked up in Portage," he says, "with materials from the Shima, actually."
Oh,
Yes, a
nice.
fine Nishiman silk. I spent a week's wages on this hat.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He says,
Worth it.
it is decidedly the joy of my collection.
So
Gotcha.
you wear it to keep your hair nice, but then you always cover your hair with a hat.
I was thinking too.
Well, I take the hat off to eat. I'm
You're a
not a thief.
barbarian.
Yeah.
Okay. So you wear it to keep your hair nice for when you take your hat off when you eat.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I feel like it's nice to have good hair, especially, living out here in the wilds. When you only get, a bath every 5 or 6 days, you want to keep your hair looking as good as possible for as long as possible. Also, it keeps the hat less smelly.
Do you have to wash that hat? If you're wearing it on day 5 without a shower, does it get really dirty?
Oh, just a little prestidigitation takes care of all the dirt.
Oh, that makes sense. All right. Sweet.
Yes.
Your hair looks really nice now, so
Oh,
it's working.
well, thank
Yeah.
you. Thank you. He takes the sleeping cap off, puts it back in, reaches in, grabs the same hat he had on before, puts it on. He says,
Did you tell us what color this hat was?
I
You
did
told us a lot
not.
about it, but I don't
I
think you
did
told us
not
what
tell
color
you
it
what color
was.
this hat was, but I'm going to let Joe decide.
Oh,
What
what?
color is Hugh Grant's hat?
The new one?
Yes.
Oh God, why am I deciding? Okay, it is. Oh, Jesus. This color, this
Ooh,
neon
yeesh.
green, I
That's
perhaps
why we
you
haven't come across any baddies. They see that color and turn the other way.
Yeah, perhaps the
Yeah.
and so we should find him in the dark. Maybe
Yes.
a ghost.
He says,
Maybe the
and in
color.
fact, this hat does glow in the evening, so you'll see me coming.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, some sort of wizards use some sort of phosphorescent spell on it. That's pretty
Nice.
great. Anyway, I just came back here to see how the day went. Didn't hear any signs of struggle back here, so I assume everything went well.
Nothing to report.
Nothing at all.
Very
Yep,
good.
everything seems fine.
He says, "I also heard that you all got into a little bit of a scrap in Blacklass with that bandit that attacked us on the road there."
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
Who
which
told you
scrap?
that?
Ahuna did.
Ah, okay.
She's
She's
good.
the
She's
leader of the caravan, right?
yeah. She's good friends with Captain Blaze, and I guess Captain Blaze was speaking highly of you. So
Oh, that's nice.
that's good to
good to
know.
know.
I
I was worried
was
somebody was gossiping about us being hoodwinked.
Oh
It was embarrassing.
no. Says that you managed to kill or not kill. He says managed to, excuse me, bring back the tattoos of 6 bandits.
And the bodies of some miners so
And the
they could
bodies of
be
some miners, and that
properly buried.
apparently you were able to negotiate a peace with some lizard folks that were living out there. So
That was mostly Kess. We did
yeah,
get a handsome
he
pervert,
tips his
though.
cap at you, Kiss. This is very good work.
Now, Hugh, One thing we did learn, unfortunately, is that that handsome Herbert fellow, whose name I have to say, a bit of an exaggeration. Apparently, he can take the form of other people. He can disguise himself as other people.
Ah,
So
yes, there's a quite a common spell among mages.
maybe we should have some kind of security phrase or code word so that we know that when we're talking to you, it's actually you.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good idea. Very smart.
So can you tell us something that only you, Grant, would know?
Sorry, I was very tempted to be like, yes, I was arrested for prostitution once. But no.
Be illegal in your world.
No. It's the only Hugh Grant fact I could think of in that moment. Well, you know that I have 39 hats. So.
You said
That was
38?
38.
38. 38 hats.
You already
No.
got the passphrase wrong,
No. You're both correct. He said he had 38 in the
in the
bag, but
bag.
he's
Yeah.
wearing
Oh,
those
right.
39.
So
Hats.
39 hats will be how we know it's actually you.
Very good, very good, very
Well,
good.
what if you get a 40th before we see
I
you?
will are you going to be continuing with the caravan after Jungle's Edge?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I think the odds of me finding a decent hat between here and there are very low.
Okay.
But never zero.
Never zero.
That is very true. Hey, Ren, if I do happen to acquire a new hat on these travels, I will come up to you all and in my most sneaky voice will say, "The number has changed from 39 to 40." And then I'll tap my nose twice, and that way, you know it's me.
Fantastic. I can't wait.
Now, if the number goes down, then I have been robbed, and you need to avenge my hats.
Yeah, makes sense for
Oh,
sure.
yes, that would be a tragedy. We will definitely avenge whoever would take your hat.
Right. Well, so glad to hear things are going well, and thank you for representing us well at the in Blacklath by taking care of those scoundrels. That's all, I guess. I'm gonna hop back on my horse, and I will see you all further down the road.
Good day.
Good day, all. Tips his
Ooh.
neon green glow-in-the-dark hat at you all, and
It's
heads back up towards the front of the caravan.
really blinding, that hat.
The sun,
Really
it's golden
is.
hour, and the sun is just sort of bouncing off of it right at you.
Squinting.
Hey,
Yeah.
Kiss. You seem like you're in a really good mood today. Is that true?
I suppose so. Is there anything wrong with being in a good mood?
No, I was just wondering why.
Really,
Had
you're
a
wondering?
great few days.
Was it from all the
I put my book down for once.
Oh, it's not just because of all the fucking, but that's part of it.
Right. Was it that person in particular, or just the
Tariq?
experience?
Tariq's nice. I like him.
All right. Stored in my brain. Good to know.
Concerning, but okay. What about
Not
you?
like
How did
people.
your hookup go?
It was fine. It was good, Yeah.
Nothing to write home about, though.
No, I mean, sure. Well, I don't get attached easily. I don't know why I said that. I don't know.
No,
that's fair.
You don't know why you said that, as in you do actually get attached easily, or.
Yeah,
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I do.
Just playing
Yeah,
it cool.
playing it cool. I am here for a long time and a good time, normally. Yeah. All right, well, that's good to know. Oh, Hey, Rin, I found these things for you, and I thought maybe you'd like them. Also, if you don't like them, that's all right. And then I rummage around and I pull out the horn caps,
Oh.
whatever that I got at the ring. Yep.
I just start screeching. Like
Is
alarmingly.
that good or bad?
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hayden's like purple. I don't know what color she blushes for on
like
fire night.
several of the like the you guys are in your own little camp, and then there's like a circle of wagons right next to you from like the nearest like group, and you just see sort of like several heads like kind of poke out in alarm at the screeching sound and then kind of duck back in behind their wagons.
All good. That was happy screaming.
You sure?
No, stop.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm not good at getting people things, you guys, so don't expect much from me unless we go randomly walking around and I see you looking at something that you want and you don't buy it. But if you want me to buy you something, ask me to follow you around shopping
Okay.
and do that.
Understood.
Thank
He's
you,
very
Roisin.
sweet.
This is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Really?
Yeah. All
Mm.
right. Good to
I
know.
mean, aside from, Tomi making us food and Ula being my friend and going swimming and Kes
And
being here for fighting crimes.
Kes.
I filled in the blank with planning crimes. Did you deliberately not say planning crimes so the rest of us aren't
No.
aware?
No. Thank you. I'll put them
Welcome.
on. And I have the flower crown on. And I have our friendship bracelets on.
Oh yeah, that's something you all should add to your inventory on D&D Beyond is your obsidian friendship bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot to write down that it's obsidian.
Add it in the. That's right.
Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Oops. What?
You're like, oh shit.
Somebody was napping in
He's
class.
like, oh
No,
shit, I've been perceived. I don't like
I was excited about it, and then I got worried halfway through being excited.
you catch a flickering of light from inside one of your bags.
Oh.
Okay. I think for a second. Can't think of anything I could do. It's I put my hand in there and snatch at it. So I do that.
All right, so you reach in there and pull it out, and it's that little crystal that Sir Greg brought back with him the other day that glows in the moonlight. And as you look at it, it seems to be pulsing rhythmically.
What? And it wasn't posted rhythmically at all before?
No.
What is that?
Guys,
Roll
do you
me
think this is going to explode?
an investigation check.
Okay.
Can I help?
How would you help?
By looking at
You can roll your own
it.
check.
Okay.
Can I cast Detect Evil and Good?
You sure can, yes.
Done. I guess that's probably not
18.
very useful.
I used my inspiration because I wanted to, and I always forget to use it anyway.
All right. 18. I'll say with an 18, you can recognize that it is flashing in some sort of pattern, and that after about a minute, the pattern repeats itself. And then after that second time it repeats itself, it stops blinking. It just starts glowing again.
Weird. And detect
Is
evil and good didn't.
no, there's nothing evil or good about this.
Is that not normal?
Can I recall the pattern that it was thinking out?
I'll say, yeah, I'll say that you have that pattern. Yeah.
Okay, I want to write that down.
Okay.
I think it was talking to us. Sir Greg! And I pound my staff on the ground.
Thought you were gonna hit him. I was like,
No.
oh. He looks up from inside the bag that he's sleeping in there. What?
Where did you get this rock again?
Well, found it.
Found it exactly where?
Let's see. Treat coin, treat coin, treat coin, treat coin, treat coin. It was thinking somewhere between the first treat, the three treats and the one treat.
Okay. Found it on the ground. Was it near any sort of meaningful buildings? Did a person drop it? Did you take it from a person?
What if I did?
I'd want you to tell me about that person.
Then I didn't.
Well, I'm not going to give it back to them. I just want to know if they look scary or not.
Roll me an animal handling check with advantage.
We're so far away. Ooh. 22.
Shiny. I like the glow. Somebody set it down and I took it. But it's mine
Interesting.
now, right?
Yes, but I'm going to hold on to it for you for a bit.
Oh yeah, I don't want to carry it.
Oh, of course not.
You carry all my stuff. Like my staff. Like my food,
His staff. I know I
like my
can.
treats.
Of course, of course. But this person, were they like wearing armor or robes or just regular clothes?
Human fur kind of looks same to me, but kind of like him. She kind of looks over at Cass.
Okay.
Hey, if you
Okey-doke.
wake me up, I get treats, right?
Yeah, okay. I give him some treats, and then go back to sleep.
That's right.
Hey, Cass,
Yeah.
my friend. You know all that thiefy stuff, right?
I know some thiefy stuff, yes.
Cool. Do you have any sort of like flashy symbol codes? I don't know what is happening with my voice there. Codes that you'd like, maybe
Maybe.
like, do. Okay. Would this mean anything? And I kind of like try to show him like what that pattern was.
Roll me, so I'll say you look at it, it's definitely a code, but not one you've seen before. I'd say roll me an investigate. Do you typically have proficiency on investigation?
I have expertise in investigation. No, I have proficiency in investigation. Sorry.
Yeah,
Yep.
okay, yeah, then go ahead and roll me an investigate check.
You do know the thieves I work with are halfway across the world, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, maybe you made a friend.
13.
Yeah, it's a code for sure. You can't quite decipher it. Maybe with more time, but just looking at it, it's like, yeah, this is something.
Rose
Yeah, some
Sheen.
kind of coded message, probably, but I don't have a cipher for it.
You would guess that probably that there's a paired version of this crystal that is able to send and or receive these sort of messages?
If you think it's important when we get to Jungle's Edge, I can make some inquiries.
Cool. Hey, anyone know any fun codes?
I mean, I don't know codes, but do you want me to see if I can learn about it by looking at it with my eye?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, and I toss it over to her.
Yeah.
It's like the little underhand toss.
And I will cast Identify with my eye.
Nice.
You look at it. Your great grandfather, your great 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 grandfather says, "Oh yes, this is what we call a stone of sending. It can send little patterns of light back and forth to each other. Useful amongst those of the unsavory types."
All right. Well, I think all I know is stuff that Kes already knew. Okay. It sends messages for unsavory people.
It's a stone of sending versus a sending stone. Two different things.
A stone of, it's, we could call it a stone of a Morse stone.
Okay, I was about to say that.
Name for Samuel Morse, the artificer who invented it.
Yes, exactly. All right, so you've got that identified.
Great, 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 great. Cool. Well, I hope whoever lost this isn't frantically looking for it and maybe trying to track it. Hopefully they have a spare at home.
If they are trying to track it, you think we'll get in trouble? They can use magic and find us.
Kes says yes, decidedly so.
Probably yes, but I plan on blaming the bet.
Right.
And handing it right back.
Right.
But God, we're so far away right now.
Yeah, we're really far away, right?
So far.
Probably be fine. We're like a day out, right? Like, it's evening and we've been traveling since 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are a fair amount away from
Black. We've been walking for 12 Several hours. Miles.
Yeah. There's no way they could find us.
Chris,
I mean, they could.
Grins
slow.
And tries to hold the grin in.
Yes, they all the 12 shadow assassins teleport straight to the stone. All right. Do you all get some rest? Taking watches, of course.
Yeah.
What's the watch order here?
I'll go first.
I'll go second.
I think somebody needed a partner, right?
Yeah, somebody can have a partner.
I think it's Heyrune that wanted, but it looks like Joe's having technical difficulties.
Can you hear us, Joe? No, she cannot.
Joe, can you hear us?
Oh, her mic isn't working, yeah. That sucks.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and let's pause it until we get that sorted out.
Okay,
so we're doing watch orders. We got Kes, followed by Tomi. Who's next?
I'll go next.
Rasheen. And then Ula. Hey, Ren, who do you want to watch with this evening?
Sorry, is Tomi having a watch?
Yep.
Okay, yep. I will be with Tomi.
Cool, please.
All right, so night falls. Kes, go ahead and make me a perception check.
Perception.
9.
Oof. It is a quiet evening. You don't see anything. You can actually just barely hear the sound of the ocean nearby. The tide, the waves coming in and out. It's very peaceful and quiet. All right, puts up Tomy and Heyran. Oh yeah, Kes, what do you do in your shift? Just keep an eye on things, anything?
Yeah, mostly just keeping an eye out, but Kes also, I think, at some point reaches into his backpack and pulls out this small like almost pencil case size wooden box, flips it open, and inside there are what looks almost like an apothecary's wares. He's got like a mortar and pestle, a couple of vials, and he's just very quietly grinding some things, mixing some things. Doing a little work on
Making
something.
drugs.
Making something.
I was gonna joke about drugs, so then Matt actually started pulling out mortars and pestles and vials and things. I was like, oh well, that's close to the mark. All right,
Okay.
Tomy and Heyren, you're up next. First of all, make me a perception check, both of you. Or I guess Heyren, you could be helping Tomy.
Well, I rolled a 19, so I have NR plus 4. So that is 23.
I'll just help.
All right. So it is. One second. Last night. Yeah, it is actually a really dark evening. It's a new moon. Very pitch black out there. Not a lot to see. You guys hear the occasional animal noise off in the distance, but nothing that seems to threaten the camp. How do you two spend your watch?
When we first start our watch, Tomy reaches into her bag and pulls out a small skein of white yarn and some knitting needles. And she goes, "Hey, Renchek, guess what?
What?
I'm going to make Hugh Grant a hat. And you know the best part?
What?
I've never made a hat before."
Oh my God, it's going to be amazing.
I know. Either way,
Hat.
it's going to be
Yeah.
awesome.
Because if it's a great hat, then you're like the most talented hat maker ever, and he'll have a new favorite hat. But if it's awful,
He has to act like he likes it. Know.
Amazing.
Let me know if I can help. Oh,
Of
I do have
course.
something for you though that I grabbed from the market yesterday. I saw it and it made me think of you, and I thought you could use it. You don't have to use it. You don't have to do like a few grand if you don't actually like it. But anyway, I will take out the bento box that I got for Tony.
My gosh, this is perfect.
Really?
But really, yes, because if she opens up and then she pulls out like the little kind of an ugly little box that she's been putting her the special treats in that she makes. Those ones that give temporary HP. And so he puts them in there. It's like, and then they're special, so then the special box.
Yeah, it looks fancy and it looks nice. So, yay, I'm glad that you can
Hey,
use it.
I love it. You're the best.
Okay, so should I like hold this ball of yarn over here?
Here, and she starts wrapping it around her hands.
Nice. All right, so you have a quiet evening, knitting. Nothing bothers you. We got to go back and update my notes. I had written that you'd gotten that bento box for Oshin, and giving it for buying it for Tomy makes way more sense.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, for Tommy.
Nice. All right, so yeah, you put your little treats in your very fancy new bento box. It's got little utensils that snap onto it. It's made out of a
Gosh, so cute.
beautiful, like it's got a beautiful obsidian exterior, of course, that the stuff is sort of inset in. Okay,
So cute.
puts up Roisin next. Perception check, please.
Ooh, really good.
Nice.
Seven.
It is, you see nothing. It is a pitch black night. It is quiet out there in the woods. How do you spend your shift other than not seeing anything?
Well, I was gonna say Roisin was gonna practice like talking to her great 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 ancestor while paying attention, but that obviously did not work. So she probably just goes in and out of like meditation or something. And then
He's like very good. He says, finally, dedicating some time to your studies.
So she'd probably be like doing that, practicing whatever she could practice to either from him or like fighting
Yeah, because you
stances
just
and
got
stuff like
some new
that.
spells too, right?
No, I didn't get
No.
any of this.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my spell leveling up is slow.
I bet.
Yeah.
Your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather says that if you've been studying more, you'd have that new spell by now.
Sorry. I've been distracted by the real world. But
You've been
it's come in
distracted by
handy
that
so
Goliath
far.
blacksmith. That's what you've been distracted
Yeah,
by.
the real world. Yeah. But I've been using the spells and they've come in handy. Except for today, when it didn't tell me anything we didn't know already.
Well, that's just because there was nothing else to do. I can't make the things more interesting.
All right.
Okay. And lastly, Ula, you're the last watch. Roisin taps you awake as she heads to bed, the sun already starting to come up over the horizon.
Well,
have a good watch.
Is it worth using my inspiration on the nat one that I just rolled?
It's morning.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it. It would be a seven, but it's a nat one.
Hey, nat ones only fail on attacks. That's not true
Okay.
for, it's not true for skill checks.
Well, it's a seven
That said, you don't see shit.
then.
But
No.
maybe that's just because there's not shit to see.
Yeah, that's why I'm not using my inspiration on it, I think.
And as the cold steel of the assassin's dagger slides in through your ribs.
I got a lot of hit points. Dare you?
Bet.
Got a lot of hit points and a 19 AC. I think I'm all right.
All right. It is the 16th of Sylvian, Queen's Day. You're all on the road to Jungle's Edge as camp is broken and the chain of wagons slowly creaks to life. You all find yourself quickly on the road again. You have another after you have today and then 2 more days of travel before you'll arrive in Jungle's Edge. But you all pass the tip of the Gulf of Plenty, and very quickly leave the ocean behind you.
Can you put the world map up in the thing?
It is up in the thing.
Oh, I guess maybe I need to close out then.
It's not the world map, it's the map of this region.
Yeah.
Ah, there we go. Cool.
Yeah, so. Yep. If you look at Blacklass, the Jungle's Edge, yeah, you all camped out last night, right about there.
Cool. Thanks.
Probably just like a drop of silver piece, Amanda.
Okay, cool.
Secrets.
Oh, no, I was just asking. I would have wanted to grab some food,
Fresh fruits and
fresh
veg.
fruits and vegetables before we left. But I didn't want to interrupt.
All right, so it's another warm day. You all descend an elevation. Slowly, more trees start to pop up beside you. You're not in the jungle yet, but you are getting into a more wooded area as the path you're on winds its way towards Jungle's Edge. And it is another quiet day. How are spirits? How are you all handling the mundane, boring journey of caravan travel guarding?
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think Ula has not spent a lot of time doing nothing. She's definitely, oh, what about this? Oh, what about this? Oh, what about a type of person. And there's been a whole lot of, there's nothing to be curious about. The glass was really cool, but I think she's very bored and maybe not aware enough of how irritating it is to just be like, just agitated and bored.
Hey, Ula, do you want to play a game while we're walking?
Yes.
All right. Do you want it to be like a mental game or like a physical game?
Looking at my stats, don't have a negative to intelligence, but it's definitely not my strong suit.
Right. I mean, we could do like a like we stand still for 10 seconds and then run forward and see who can reach a certain point sooner. We could play fetch. We could or not fetch, catch. We could also play fetch if you want to.
Spoken like a true dog owner over there.
Whoops. We could
was the party pet, not me.
Be on either side of the caravan and have 60 seconds to run, find something cool, and then come back and then
Yes.
compare it and just do that over again. You
That.
want to do
Who
that?
can ever judge?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's do that.
All right. So
Amazing.
you all play this game for a bit. I'll just let, like, what's, I'd say you probably play this until you get bored of it. What's the most interesting thing either of you finds on the side of the road?
I find nothing interesting. I just grab something to take back to keep the game going.
You're not even looking.
I just grab something.
So Ula does, because this is Caitlin in her 20s, let me tell you. So this is like a highlands, and we're coming off like a mountainous area.
You're kind of coming out of these highlands into sort of this like into this foresty area. Yeah.
Foresty area. So definitely at least one rock. I demand to switch sides at one point. I make it down to like a creek where I find a really cool piece of driftwood. There is one really pretty flower, but it's very small. And I find a robin's egg that just that's clearly intact but cold. So a little sad, but it's very pretty. I will allow this. I will demand this goes on until I can tell no one is entertained any longer. And I will be entertained for a lot longer than anyone really wants.
All right. Roll me a perception check.
Me?
Yes, you.
Hopefully, I can get better than a one.
And Roisin, just roll me a d20.
Nice. Dirty 20.
30,
I
20.
perceive that other people are bored.
Got a six.
Six. Okay. Yeah, like the nicest thing you find, Roisin, without looking is like a rock that has like a little bit of like speckles in it.
I grabbed this because it's speckly and cool.
I like it.
On your last trip, Ula, you find just.
Oh, one more thing. Also, technically, Roisin put a 60-second time limit on it. I absolutely do not follow
Oh,
that.
of course not.
I go as far as needed to find something that's catching my eye, and like I'll make it like 150, 200 feet away from the caravan before I'm like, oh, right, back. Gotta go back.
On one of your last trips, Ula, you actually find an object that's not natural. You find just kind of off to the side of the road a little bit. Clearly, having been here for a while, it's kind of wet and a little lichen-y, but you find an empty silver snuff box, and on the inscription on the surface is an inscription that just says dreams.
Dreams?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'll bring that back. Nice. Empty snuff box.
It says dreams.
What drug was in this? I don't know drugs.
Yes, Kes.
I mean, I ask anybody, even in the real life, I don't know drugs. What do they put in a snuff box that makes you sleepy?
Kes, you would know that this is probably a poppy box.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Probably opium.
See, I was asking for real life Caitlin too, because
Yeah, I need like a fantasy name for opium. Like for cocaine, I've got moon sugar, but
Sugar, I forgot
Moon sugar.
I need to come up with a good one for opium as well.
Nice.
All right. So yeah, you spend the day doing that. You're extra tired at the end of the day, Ula, because you've been running around about twice as much as everybody else.
Amazing.
While Roisin, Ula, and Tomi are doing that, Kes and Hayren, what do you two get up to?
Kes is kind of fidgety today. Whereas yesterday he was just kind of almost like walking on air. Today he's far more fidgety. He's kind of DIY'd one of his belts to have holes poked through it, and he's got these like a few slender glass vials that are now poked through the holes in his belt, and he keeps occasionally taking one out and kind of shaking it, holding up the light, looking it through this sort of clear liquid that's inside of it, tucking it back. Every now and then he'll like slip his hand into his pocket and pull something out, and he's just got something in his hand that he's sort of rubbing.
It's I noticed like everyone else is like playing this dumbass
Hey, Red, I'd say you noticed this, yeah, for sure.
game. Okay. Can I just start like casting Mage Hand to try to like start sneaking things off of Kess's belt? This is
Roll
gonna
me a stealth check or a sleight of hand check. I love it.
Oh my God. Sleight of hand. 22.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll say, Kes, after like one of the like as the day goes on, like because you said you're kind of like habitually going back and checking these, right? Yeah, like you go to check it, and then you realize that how many would you take, Karen?
I mean, like, I'm not actually like interested. I'm just trying to kind of like entertain myself and fuck with him. So probably just like maybe like one
Yeah, you
in, or
see.
like every time after he checks one, I'll
Yeah,
take that one. So like
realize that you go to check one and you realize that one is missing.
fuck. Turn around and start looking for it on the ground.
Did you hide it or is it just floating by you, Heron?
If I have multiple, so I have like a lot of like braids and dreads, like they're just stuck in my in my hair.
Roll me another sleight of hand check. Cast, roll me a perception check.
Amazing.
A five.
Sleight of hand 12.
That actually also beats his passive perception as well. So,
Oh no, I'm also very
yeah,
not perceptive.
Kes has like not looked for several minutes and is now like, shit. Damn it.
You lose something?
I
May I have those back, please?
What are they?
They are very dangerous, assuming I got the ratios correctly.
Oh,
It's
are you just saying
poison.
that because I took them and put them in my hair? The
bomb in your hair.
I know.
What do
Is it
they
a
do?
poison?
Poison.
Oh. Would I have gone bald? Am I bald? I checked. I'm not at least.
I don't actually know.
You want to try? Not on me. You know what we could do? We could put some in your sleeping cap.
Oh
What has this man done to you? In a rare moment of vulnerability, this man shared his most prized treasure with you all.
I know. I, Joanna, feels bad, but... No.
Do you? You came up with the idea.
I prefer not to. Because
right,
that could
right.
go very wrong.
And we learned our lesson. By we,
now
I mean
said,
I.
Now that said, if we get to Jungle's Edge and we happen to find some sort of depilatory...
You're okay with the outcome, just not the process of using your untested products to get
Yeah,
there.
I don't want to accidentally kill him.
Oh. Amazing.
That's fair. What were your intentions with these?
To kill people who attack us?
Oh, that's probably better. I didn't know you were trying to kill people. I thought you were just trying to make them bald. Never mind.
Don't know the tactical use of that, but could be. Psychological warfare is a thing.
It is. Okay. Well. Back to being bored, I guess. And then I'll mage hand and try to grab a random thing off of this belt again.
Do you do it just like in plain sight? So he's like, oh, I see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should really watch out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We were in this wonderful arc of Kest coming to trust Hayrin, even though he has a history of not trusting wizards, and now that's the betrayal.
Betrayal.
Another checkbox in the column against the wizard.
I knew it.
All right. So you all entertain yourself the best you can, keeping the caravan safe. And once again, we get to camp. You kind of are in this foresty area. The caravans, they actually just kind of circle up on the road because it's kind of hard to find a good place for them to circle up off the road. And there's probably not going to be any travelers this late at night. And so you all camp right behind them. Outside the circle with your own campfire just off the road. Hugh Grant, you see his hat glowing ever so slightly in the evening sky before you notice it's him. Comes riding up and just checks to make sure everything's been going well. He says, halfway point, so... Where we are getting there very quickly. So,
how many hats?
39. He says, but believe me, now that you put the thought in my head, I've done nothing but scan the sides of the roads for hats. Perhaps some wayward traveler has lost one. So,
maybe.
And he says,
you never know.
He says, whatever it takes to keep yourself entertained throughout the day, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Yeah. All right. Well, carry Sally forth, all that. He takes off. All right.
Just us around the campfire. I'm going to say, yeah, Hayrin was practicing her larceny skills today. Actually, I'm quite impressed.
I feel like that could come in handy.
Larceny skills.
Thanks.
Last night, Hayrin and I were working on a project. We are making a yarn hat for Hugh Grant.
That's amazing.
This would be a knitting tools check. And knitters that are on this call, what stat would you say is best for knitting?
Dex.
Dex, or I was gonna say dex or int. Dex.
Oh, dex, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, intelligence if you're working on something you've never worked on before and it's complicated, but dexterity. But I mean, the real question is how long has Tomi been knitting?
She's like decent at it. She can figure she knows like basic knitting stitches, and she can like figure out stuff, but she's never done a hat before. Okay. And she's trying specifically to make one that looks like a mushroom.
Like a what?
A mushroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then I would say that's probably a flat roll with no proficiency in it because you're trying something new. And in that case, you're going to have to basically build a pattern for yourself and probably tank things back. I'm a nerd.
You know.
All right. So roll D20 plus three, Amanda.
I would say that this. I have 18. Proficiency, but okay. Sarah has expertise.
Your mushroom hat is coming along nicely. If you keep up at this rate and this skill, you will have no problem completing it before the end of your journey.
Nice.
All right. What is the watch order?
I will go first. I'm tired.
Ula first?
I want to sleep the whole night.
All right. Who next?
I'll go with Ula.
Yeah.
Okay. Ula and Tomi.
I'll go next.
Roisin. Kes,
let's go last.
Kes last, so Aaron. Okay. All right, so Ula and Tomi, go ahead and roll me your perception checks.
Roll this dice. It's only been rolling awesome things, knock on wood.
22.
Natural 20.
Hey. There it is.
All right.
Very nice.
So you're working on your hat.
Mm-hmm.
Roll me another Dex plus three. See what your hat progress is for this shift.
Dirty 20.
Nice. Wow, yeah, you definitely one more success like that, and this hat will be done. It's coming along quite nicely. Willa, what are you doing while she's doing that?
I don't know. I think that she's just trying to stay awake, probably like tired enough that she's got to get up and like move around a little bit or she is going to fall asleep. So not pestering and talking a lot, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as you get near the end of your shift, Will, you've been kind of pacing-ish, right? Like kind of.
Still fidgety, just tired.
Fidgety, yeah. The comforting clickety-clacky sound of the knitting needles. You both hear something. Mm. Just the sounds of little footsteps. And as you look down the road, about 60 feet away, you see just this little mushroom. About 2 feet tall, with little legs and little arms. Just sort of walking and seems to be kind of sniffing around.
I grab Ula's arm.
I know.
It's so cute.
It's so cute.
We gotta wake up here.
I know.
It's just making a little.
I sneak over to Hayren and I cover her mouth. Very cool. Take her off solo.
You cover my mouth?
Okay. Yeah.
I cover my mouth as well because I'm not stealthy.
Yeah, please.
It looks over at the three of you, it starts to kind of toddle its way over.
Oh my!
It kills us.
I know.
I can't help it.
Oh my god.
And as it gets about 15 feet away, it stops and then it opens its mouth with its big sharp fangs.
Yeah.
And roll for initiative.
Yeah! There it is. It's so cute! Oh wait, I said it wrong.
I'm like,
it's so fluffy! I was already holding in an absolute ear-spitting squeal, like holding my breath and everything. So the two that are sleeping on my 18 get a very immediate, like, going from a squeak to a what? I might make you cry because I'm so loud.
All right. So everyone have the maps pulled up? Great.
You're.
I did, but I don't know what happened to it. Oh,
no.
Uh-oh, there's an adult.
Fun guy.
Oh, you should. Oh, that's a spoiler. I thought I hit all of it.
Spoiler,
I can
spoiler,
hit adult.
spoiler. I'm very not perceptive. I didn't see anything.
Also, it is much cuter than this little gross image there. Basically, imagine like a mushroom from Mario that suddenly has grown legs. Okay.
I was thinking of the mushroom thing from Dungeon Meshi.
Oh, yes, so that too. So good, so good. All right. Such a I can't wait for the second season of that. All right, hey Ren, what'd you get on your initiative?
I rolled natural 20 for 23.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
Oh, am I awake and rolling initiative?
You'll roll initiative, and obviously when you wake up, you'll
Okay, 16.
16, Roisin.
I tell
15.
I do.
Tomi, and I'll say, yeah, you Roisin and Cass, you both wake up with the scream that that Ula lets out. Tomi?
Eight.
8. And Ula, what'd you get?
18 as well. My dex is zero.
Yeah. Actually, I would say, Kessin Roshi, you can actually roll again with. I just rolled disadvantage because you were asleep at the start of this. Sorry.
15, so one less.
Okay.
I rolled the exact same. Nice.
Okay. Give me just one second.
While we set up, I'm going to refill my water.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Won't let me. Well, these aren't actually Myconids because they're not sentient. So just ignore the fact that they're called Myconids because apparently it won't let me rename them in bulk. So, also, it's oh God, that's annoying. Okay, it also separated each one of them out separately. Okay,
It what?
don't worry about it yet. Hey, Ren, you're up first.
Well,
You
everybody
see
else jumped.
this little creature with big sharp teeth.
Does it look like it's gonna attack? Or like, does it
Yes.
look hostile? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes it cuter. Oh, okay. I will start singing.
Okay.
Great song goes. Oh, sh okay. I will go to all. I
Oh
can't.
my
I
God.
can't. I literally cannot.
I'll let it
I
kill me
know.
right now.
I
I'll die.
mean,
It can have a chunk.
I guess I'll die, I think, is what's gonna happen.
Oh my God. I can't. It's so cute.
I'm a
I don't
caster.
like
I
that it
don't need
looks
both
AI,
arms,
but
right?
otherwise, very cute.
It is.
Yeah. Fuck.
That's
Okay.
the only thing I could
Cass.
find with sharp teeth, as well as being adorable.
I'm gonna cast mirror image.
Okay, puts up Roisin.
I have a question. So at level 5, I get the extra attack, right? It says you can attack 2 times instead of once when you take the attack action on your turn. And under the attack actions, it lists one of my spells. Can I cast a spell and attack with a weapon? Or does it have to be only weapon attacks?
That is a great question. Let me look at your sheet real quick.
Thank you.
Ignore my role. That wasn't intentional.
So, which bolt's the spell, right? Okay, so okay, features. I'm pretty sure they have to be physical attacks.
Thank you very much. Let's see. I
Unless you
want.
get yourself some sorcery points, then you cast Witch Bolt as a bonus action, and then you still take your two attacks. Hey.
Here,
That's
have some swordsman.
for sure the
Yeah, you did that last session to great effect.
Okay. I am going to use my bonus action to oh, how's this gonna look? I think I'm going to activate large form,
Okay.
and I think I'm going to take the flip the flip the whatchamacallit up
The eye
the
patch?
eye patch, yes, thank
Yes.
you. And just coming from my eye, it's just like my veins turn green, and I'm like, and I become large instead of medium sized,
That's cool.
which means a couple of things, but nothing too crazy. And then I'm going to.
Also, just quick aside, I obviously the fight's not just gonna be this one little guy, but I like to imagine all this for just this one little mushroom.
Well, I will
That's
say,
what
like
I
waking up to Ula screaming, I'm just like,
Yes.
time to go.
A completely valid reaction. Normally, Ula has no chill, but it's not screaming at the top of her lungs, no chill, to be fair.
Okay.
Okay. And then I will use, let's use my long sword, to attack twice. Sorry, that took so long.
It's all right.
Ooh, natural 20.
Nice.
Nice. Very good.
Okay. So two d6s, and I just doubled what's on the dice, right?
No, you rolled the dice
Or,
twice.
well, yeah, but not, I don't double the other stuff, right?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, wait.
God, you'd think I'd know this by now. Except I
It's
was supposed to
been
roll d8s, not
a
d6s,
hot
so.
minute since we played some D&D.
It really has.
Yeah, it has.
Oh, okay. I rolled better, so that's good. I was going to be mad if I rolled better on my 2d6s than my 2d8s. Okay. That's a 15
That
slashing.
will hit.
Okay. Oh, I rolled a natural 20.
Oh yeah, you cleave this little guy right in two.
And then, oh, right in two.
Much to the horror of maybe your party mates who are
I'm gonna get it clean right across the top of
No
the
cap.
shroom, you know, the cap. Yeah.
Chris, did you decide to have these enemies before Amanda had the mushroom head idea?
Yes.
Amazing.
Just truly, just
This
I mean, I had this map made, yeah, like
That's
way long
fucking
ago.
amazing.
Truly, just providence that Amanda was building her mushroom hat, and everything in my DM power is to hold in the fact that, oh, y'all are gonna have a little mushroom fun later.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's one dead fun guy.
Do I see anything else or no?
Roll me a perception check.
I think that's a 12. Yeah.
No.
All right, guys, they're all done. You saved.
No, it was so cute.
Wait, were we not
Oh.
fighting?
It just
I mean, we
scared
kind
me
of
because it had really
were.
sharp teeth. It's so cute.
Sorry.
But
I
now
mean,
we can keep it.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're gonna keep it?
You said sorry, it was
I don't know
cute.
If we're still initiative or not. But I'm gonna
we
go
are.
and
We
grab
very
it.
much are.
Oh, sorry.
How big is it? Like, you're holding your hands out like this. Is it that big?
It's like 2 feet tall.
So, like this. It's not big, big.
I'm big, big.
All right, so Ula, are you just looking horrified on your turn?
Yeah, but I also don't want to lose my action. This thing just came at me with teeth. I'm gonna hold. Bup, 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 bup. Yeah,
stay
I'm
there for
gonna
6 seconds, then I'll go get the head from you.
Oh, those are both bonus action. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Mushrooms are edible, right?
You're edible.
Technically true.
Yeah,
multiple ways.
I'm gonna cast spiritual weapon, so it's just next to me. I don't attack anything with it, obviously. And then I'm holding true strike in case anything else comes at us.
All right, Kes.
Yeah. Oh, was that all?
It was so cute, and then it had really sharp teeth. You had to been there, and now it's dead.
Right. Guess we'll get up and go examine the dead mushroom. Huh. Those are teeth.
Yeah. I'm over by the dead fungi.
Are they like bony teeth?
Yeah, they actually look very sharp.
That's
right?
How sharp.
Very weird. Cute. And I didn't expect the teeth, and that's where the noise came from.
Kes.
Yar.
Roll me. An alchemist supplies check. Intelligence based.
Oh no.
Would this be hang on a second.
It's ingredients too.
Where's my alchemist supplies? Would this be investigation?
This would just be your intelligence plus your proficiency modifier. Which is also your investigation. So,
okay, I'm just looking at the alchemist supplies. It says, if I'm proficient, I add my proficiency bonus, which I am. Mm-hmm. And then if you have proficiency in a skill that's used with the check, you also have advantage.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Then yes, get roll with advantage.
Cool. Advantage roll. I'm on fire. 13.
The markings on this mushroom actually kind of look like a mushroom that's not like a mushroom that you might use in some poisoning kits. And you see that there are like some spores that have kind of fallen out of its cap.
I look at Roisin. Wash your hands because that's poisonous.
Oh.
And as you say that, you hear a lot more rustling and the sounds of rushing little fungus feet on the ground, hitting the grass and the branches, and running at you quicker than you'd expect their little and not so little mushroom feet. You see a swarm of these fungi, some of which are 2 feet tall, some of which are more like 4.5-5 feet tall, rushing towards you.
Oh, we kill a baby. My look at the other ones; they're so cute. Oh no!
And it takes them. That's their turns to get to these positions. So,
that's so many.
Puts up Tomy.
Cool. Ooh, that is a lot.
The look on Shay's face right now is, as a DM, is priceless. I'd like to bottle that look.
There's a lot of guys. It's a lot of little guys.
Just a few.
A lot of little guys.
It looks like there's two different big fungi pictures Are which one of them is the biggest fun guy?
The fun guys are the small ones. The big fun guys are the 4 to 5 feet ones. Those might have two different pictures because there's a legacy version and a regular version, and I accidentally added from both. So,
Understood.
So can we see that they're kind of like coming around through sort of this area?
yeah, like they're coming through, like they're rushing at you, like
Yeah,
through these
so I can
trees.
see like these lower guys.
Yeah, you can see everything you see on the map here.
Okay.
That's actually a good point. What's y'all's dark vision?
60 feet.
60.
Yeah. None.
Yeah, so the ones just know that anything that's more than 60 feet away from you can't really see. But some of you can, I think. Yeah, so just so you know, there are more coming in from outside of your perception. Just
Is the campfire like 30-30 in terms of bright and low light?
I believe so.
I have the I can see in dim light as if a bright light and darkness as if it were a dim light. It doesn't say I have a distance.
30 feet for you, tell me.
I can see in dim light within 30 feet of me.
Yeah, I'd say this is dim light.
Okay.
It's weird. When I look at your sheet, it just says dark vision,
Oh,
30
wait.
feet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, wait. Now I get it. Yeah. Sorry. I was reading that weird. Measurements. I'm
Oh yeah, so
going
Roisin, you
to.
can only see within 10 feet of you. Kess, you can see within 60 feet. 60 feet for Hayren. And Ula, 30 feet. So
No, I have dark vision 60 feet.
says 30 feet on your sheet.
Okay, I'll take a look, but definitely that's okay.
Oh, so yeah, that's weird. It says 30 feet on your senses, but 60 feet in your features and traits. So yeah,
Yeah.
60 feet for you. I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like they always have issues with the underwater creatures
Oh, maybe that's
and
what
dark
it is.
vision.
Well, and also mine's a custom because I'm Tortle Triton, not one of the
Yeah, the
other.
fault is actually probably with me because I was the one that custom made that. But
Chris.
so are we considering within 30 feet of the bonfire to be bright light? Or
Yes.
okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go say a fire in the hole and drop a fireball right. Why can't I click this? Right here. Nope. Here. Can you see
Right on
my?
us.
Nope. Can you see my square?
I
Not right
can't.
now.
Can you see
Oh,
that?
there it is. Yep. Okay. I see it. So you're putting a fireball there?
Yes. I say I'm gonna move it over one because I think that might hit Ula if I drop it there.
It would.
I move it over one. It should hit this guy, but not
Oh,
her.
yeah. Just go. You can actually just draw a 20-foot circle and place it.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, cool.
Yeah,
Oh, I
use
forgot
if you
I can
use
do
the
that.
overlays, I think it lets you see that, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh my God, so big.
As Chris once said to me, yeah, it's 60 feet radius. You're a monster.
I did say that.
I'm gonna toss this right there. I guess I can't really grab anyone else. Well, bam!
Amazing.
And I go, ha! That's the first time I've done that.
Pretty awesome.
Nice. All right, so everything in there has to roll a
Dex.
dex. So we've got four big ones and one little one. Go ahead and roll your fireball damage first.
Okay. Fireball damage, fireball damage. Oh my God, so many D6s.
Guys, I don't think I've ever cast fireball before. This is so many dice. It's so
it's
much
amazing,
fun.
Right? One, it's a
two,
good
three,
roll
feeling.
That dice.
Eight. You're not a pretty dice. You can go away. You're pretty dice. Perfect. Good dices.
What are these other shapes happening?
Sorry, I'm trying to calculate.
Okay.
Just planning.
The white one's me. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. So the black one, I guess, it was yellow, but that's the light from the campfire.
Ah.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Thirty-two. That kills them, even if they succeed. So,
cool. Even the big guys.
Yeah, that actually is exactly what they need to die.
Ooh,
damn!
So, just a big ball of fire rushes through these dry trees.
Ah!
Oh. Uh-oh.
It's fine.
And so these four trees are now on fire as well.
Oops.
That means we can see better, though.
That's true. Ooh. Aim better.
Yeah, that is true. And actually,
you're welcome. Oh, and people can know we're being attacked. Okay. It's not a mistake. It's just a positive side effect.
Uh-huh. Only
and the
positive.
Four treants who are minding their business suddenly.
Yeah.
No. You want to know what happened? You want to know what happened to the treant wives? Well, now you do.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh, that's huge.
All right. That puts up new round. Hey, Ren, you're up first.
What cold damage wouldn't do anything to these trees on fire right now, right?
I'd say cold damage would put them out. Yeah, why not?
Well, and I was going to say, is the fire going to be a problem? It's dry, you said, right?
Yeah,
it's
summer.
Okay. Yeah, Heron, I can also take care of it, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Great.
The third level spell, but I can take care of it.
I realized that one of those big fun guys could have survived because his older stat block or newer stat block, I'm not sure which, got more damage, and so I rolled his dex save, and he rolled a nat one. So, yeah, he dead too.
He did.
Okay. I'll go. Okay. I will go over here. I will. Stab it. No. Yes. Hold on. No. Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to stab it. That is a 21 to hit.
That will definitely hit.
Cool. I'm trying to reload to get Corcoran's.
It's just cold damage is the only difference.
Oh, okay. That's six.
Okay, 6 points.
All right. And then as a bonus action, I will cast Shadow Blade. Yeah, I'll cast Shadow Blade, and
Great.
it'll be the man I am. Thank you.
All right, what's up, Roisin?
All right. I'll go for the one that I'm kitty corner to and attack it twice with my long sword. And I'm realizing I'm only holding one weapon, which means I should have rolled d10s instead.
All right, so you're
But,
attacking the
ooh.
fun guy.
Yes, I rolled a 13.
That'll hit.
Ooh, 8 damage.
That'll kill it.
Oh,
Oh,
sweet.
wow.
Yeah, these small ones aren't that big of a threat. A single one of them on their own is not that big of a threat.
Okay, I think I'd move forward. Then would I see the other one? Okay, I'll move all the way. And then I will attack that one. Ooh, I rolled really shit. 9.
That'll miss.
Okay. I don't think I have any bonus action. Sorry, let me just check. Blah, 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 blah. Nope. That's it.
All right, puts up Ula.
Okay. And so you said the fire on these trees is actually going to become a problem, right?
The trees are on fire, yeah.
All right. Sorcery point, which I believe it takes two to do quickened. Quicken spell, to cast cantrip bright sparks on myself. So I now have. I am a little spotlight. And can I attach an overlay to myself?
No, but you can just kind of move it with you.
Okay, I've moved somebody's small circle or small square. I don't know what that was. The red square, sorry about that. So this is 60 feet.
This big.
It's very big.
That's the light coming off of you.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that would just let anybody see anything.
I
So
didn't realize it was going to be that big. It's so big. Is that
yeah.
really? Yeah, that's 60
Yeah,
feet.
60 feet is really
All right. So
big.
I'm just a little beacon of light, bonus action, and then I will cast Sleet Storm, which is nearly as insane. We've got overlays for days here. Change the color of this one. And this one's 40 feet. De-de-de-de-de. Casting Sleet Storm right there.
All right, you're going to get Hayrin and Tomy with that, just FYI.
Right. Okay. I just want to catch the edge of that tree.
What's Sleet Storm? You can get me.
It's a third level spell, bro. I don't know if you want that. Will you let me cast it there and
Yeah.
take care of the one fire and the big fungi on the top right? Perfect. Sleet Storm. Freezing rain, sleet fall into 20-foot tall cylinder, 40-foot radius, centered on a point you choose. Area is heavily obscured, and exposed flames in the area are doused.
Amazing.
I know, right? Grounded in the area is covered slick ice. It's difficult terrain. When a creature enters the spell's area for the first time or starts its turn there, it must make the dex save. Yeah, so no damage right now. But it will happen on their turn.
Great. I can't actually remove the fires because all the overlay is over them, but just those fires are out. And I'm going to give you a heroic
Just put another
inspiration for
X over
that.
the fires. I
Uh,
didn't use it, so
so you, since you already have one, you can give it to somebody else.
Did anybody use their inspiration?
I did.
Yes, you have it.
Okay, very good. Kes.
Yeah.
A bear comes out of the forest, looks at you, Ula, gives you a big thumbs up, and walks back into the woods.
You know what's funny? This actually doesn't do any damage. Crazy.
Just, it's slippery, right?
Yeah, difficult terrain. If they fail to save, they fall prone. And if they're concentrating, they have to make a concentration check at the start of their turn or they lose it.
Great. Kes.
Okay. Bonus action shift. So Kes lets out a snarl. Can I select my guy? There we go. As their form kind of shifts, become more beastly and feral. It's going to run over here. I will take the AOO from that big fun guy next to Hayren.
Okay. He'll take it.
Okay.
AC dirty 20.
Oh yeah.
You take 8 bludgeoning.
Oof.
And 5 poison damage.
Okay. So that knocks out the temp HP I just got, but that's all right. Dagger's out. It's going to take an attack at this fun guy that's adjacent to Ula.
Mm-hmm.
22 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
So it's going to be...
You said you're attacking the big one, right? Or the little one?
It's the one that says fun guy between me and Ula.
Great.
Yep. So that's 6 plus sneak attack.
Yeah, it's dead.
Oh. Okay. So not sneak attack. 6 points. Then I will shift over here and attack that other one in my reach.
Okay.
Seventeen to hit.
Hits.
2 points of damage.
Still up.
Okay. I can't sneak attack that one because I didn't have advantage.
It's bloodied now, so.
Okay, cool. That's it.
All right. Finally, my big fun guys get to have some big fun. All right. Roisin, the one on you, bends over and shoots a burst of spores at you. Make me a constitution saving throw.
Ooh. All right. Oh. Oh, good. Okay. I thought that was bad, but it was good. 22.
You succeed and are not stunned.
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
We hate the stun condition.
Yeah, we do. Hey, Ren, make me a con saving throw as you also get a face full of spores.
Wait, bends over. Where is that coming out of?
At the top of its head.
Oh. it's ejaculating on us?
Well, you know, I'm just one big walking Freudian slip. Okay, let's just. Hey, Rin, roll me a con save as you get ejaculated on by a tall walking penis.
The big ones.
Oh my god!
Two hands for this one.
Oh my god!
Hayren doesn't know how to feel about that. I'm going to use my inspiration, and that's worse.
What'd you get?
No. 5.
You are stunned as this. You get a face full of spores. You will be able on each at the end of each of your turns. You'll be able to make another con save to try to get rid of it.
Is a stunned condition the same in the 2024 rules?
Yeah. Oh, you can move if you're stunned.
Yeah, it's really different, isn't it? Like, you can move and
Something else.
Not something you can move. That's I had it. There's a rule in my last campaign. You get that blessing from that god that let you also take an action. But,
Oh, okay,
okay.
but am I still incapacitated?
Yes, I don't think stun incapacitates anymore. But
Okay.
double check if somebody wants to double check that while
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
thank you.
Stunned, you are incapacitated.
Oh.
You automatically fail strength and dex saving throws, and attacks against you have advantage.
Okay.
But incapacitated doesn't stop you from moving, right?
No, I'm
Incapacitated,
just.
you cannot take any action, bonus action, or reaction. Your concentration is broken. You cannot speak, and you're surprised, but that's not a thing anymore. Or
I
not a
was
thing
just
at
thinking
this point. Are you
for
looking at
my.
the old version of it?
What's the new No,
one?
this is PHP 2024 Rules Glossary.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I thought there was something different about it that like that separated it from paralyzed, but not worth worrying about right now. Ula, roll me a con save.
Okey-doke.
Paralyzed, you can't move.
Yeah, paralyzed specifically says your speed is zero.
Nice. 18?
Not for moving, but sorry, I just
18?
want to clarify. My place on and my duplicity or not my things are gone, right?
Are they concentration?
They are if I'm incapacitated.
Then
Right.
yeah,
Okay.
they're gone.
Cool.
What'd you
Thank
get,
you.
Eula? All
18.
right, you're fine.
Amazing.
This one rushes at you and is going to attack you.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, la.
AC 20
Hits.
four. Two bludgeoning damage and 4 poison damage.
Okay, keep that in your mind. I haven't written it down yet. Wrath of the Storm! I finally get to use it. DC 15, dex saving throw, please.
Natural one.
Hey. All right. Sorry, can you say that damage again?
6 points.
Six, okay. 28 takes 2d8 damage. Nice. 8 points of damage.
All right, it's bloody.
Okay.
Joe, you said you cast Mirror Image.
Oh.
Yeah, I realize that one stays, but my
Yeah,
boy
that's
is
not
not
concentration.
gone.
Yeah.
Cool.
All
Cool.
right.
Just three stunned me's standing there.
All right, this one has to use all of its move to get up to you, Hayren.
My God.
This one runs. Actually,
Did it fall
Oh,
prone
start of
because
their
of Sleet
turn.
Storm?
Oh
They
shit,
gotta.
right. This is all rough terrain for them. Thank you.
Well, and also at the start of their turn, they have to roll a save or they fall prone.
Right. Let's see. 12 and 8. So they actually both fall prone. So they have to use half their move to get up. And then it's difficult terrain. So basically, they can only move like there. You just see
Aha!
these very cute mushrooms just slipping and sliding on the ice. It's hard to keep their little mushroom feet beneath them.
The big penises.
Yay! It's so cute.
All right. One of the little ones rushes over. AC 15 against you, Roisin.
Yes, that hits. I'm going to use my reaction to cast shield.
Then that would miss.
I took 6 points of damage. I do have to roll concentration for Sleet Storm.
Oh yeah, just need a DC 10.
17, we're good.
Okay. Small one comes up at you, Ula. Natural one on the die.
Nice.
Big one. Comes up another
Oh my
attack.
God, Ula.
AC 15, I think will miss you.
Negatory. Got that AC 19, baby.
Was that guy rolling for the difficult, the slippery, whatever it is?
It would have just, well, I guess it's dumb. So yeah, I guess it would go on there. It fails, it slips, it falls down, it gets up, it gets one more
I
square.
get knocked down, then I get up again. You ain't ever gonna stop me ejaculating on you from my head.
I don't like the song.
Then you hear heavy footsteps and the sounds of trees being bent as this large,
No.
9 foot tall
9 foot. Which one is
fungus
that?
comes barreling slowly through the forest.
Oh,
I
very,
bet he could
very good.
ejaculate on more than one of us at a time.
Jesus Christ.
I'll stop if you
No,
ask nicely.
you don't have to stop. It'll stop on its own and then it won't be able to go again for another 45 minutes. Puts up Tomi. Matthew is in hell.
Okay, and we don't see the biggest one guy, right?
You can hear it. Oh, it's actually within the light
Oh,
range.
he's right. Okay, he's
It's
right up
within
there.
Ula's light range. So yeah, you can see it.
I don't see it because there's a bunch of trees between me and it.
The
But I can
trees,
hear
the
it.
trees aren't. You can see through the trees. They're
I'm
not.
very little.
They're. Yeah, that's why you know, because they're not bushy down at the base. They're landscaped.
I can see like a
They're not.
kneecap. I can see like his kneecaps and its toes.
Yeah. All right.
Matt
Put
has noped out of this
puts up
conversation.
Tomi, followed by Heyran.
Okay. I think about throwing another fireball because it worked really well, but I know that it'll just set more trees on fire, and that's probably going to be bad. So instead, Tomi readies a orb in her hand, and it starts to crackle inside with like I mean energy, and she casts a chromatic orb at. How far do I need to cast this? 90 feet. She's going to cast it at the big guy.
The very, very big fungi.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 90 feet away from me.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right. So
All
it's
right.
an attack on your account or a save on his account?
It's an attack on my account. So
Okay.
I roll numbers. Ooh, 18 plus 7.
Yeah, that hits.
And then 4d8. 1d8. 3d8. 3d8. 4d8. Oh, wait, I want to use you instead. You're prettier. Ah, y'all suck. 10.
10 points of damage.
Yep.
All right. What kind of damage was it? All
Lightning.
right. Your lightning sizzles through the woods and slams into it. It just looks at you and goes.
I can't see its face. There's a branch in the way.
It can see you though.
I know, but I'm not getting this. Its knees look very angry.
Yes, it does. All righty. Puts up Hey
Sorry.
Rin, new round.
I can't do anything for my turn, right? And I just try to save.
Yeah, just, oh, that's what you're. Yes, make a say a constitution saving throw.
Fifteen.
That succeeds. You're no longer stunned.
Nice.
Yay.
All right. Puts up Roisin.
All right, I have two more questions for you. First question, can I drop my long sword and grab my trident and my short
Yep,
sword
absolutely.
for free? Okay, I just drop it. I'm like, ugh. And then second question. So I have two attacks as part of my attack action. And I have two weapon fighting and one of my things on the trident, which is actually a scimitar customized, is the Nick property, which says When you make the extra attack of the light property, you can make it as part of the attack action instead of the bonus action.
Correct.
Could I use one of my attack actions, use the Nick as part of that attack action, then use the second attack of my attack action and attack with the bonus action to weapon fighting?
Sounds button up to me.
Caitlin.
Gosh, this let me just process what you said. New
Yes, I'm
rules.
good either way.
Okay, so you have got two weapons, one of which lets you the Nick ability lets you use it when you make the extra attack of the light property. You make it as part of the attack action instead of as a bonus action. You can make this extra attack only once per turn. So you would be able to attack Trident, Short Sword, then Trident as one attack action. So that would be your two attacks would be those three attacks. Does that make
Okay.
sense?
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
And is that what you wanted?
No, but thank you.
No?
It's basically just saying instead of a bonus, you only get to
Yeah.
make two weapon fighting once, but
Correct.
instead of a bonus
Yeah.
action. Okay, cool. Thank you.
But then your bonus action is free for other bonus action-y stuff that you might have. So.
Yes. Perfect. Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'm going to do that. I wouldn't have to ha attack with the trident twice though, would I? I could,
You
I mean,
could be.
it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
They're the
you could
same
choose.
thing, so it doesn't matter. Okay, cool. Sorry. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm gonna attack with my short sword first. Boop. Natural 20.
Hey.
Nice. Different dice. With my short
Coming in
sword.
hot this game.
Honestly, it's not good for next game. I guarantee that. Okay. 9 plus 4 is 13 piercing.
Nice. And that's on the little one or the big one?
I was attacking the big one
Okay,
before,
great.
so I'll keep going after that one. And then I will do the offhand. Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm not going to play it. Oh, but it was good. Okay. Oh, much worse. That is a 15, the big guy again.
Yep, that'll hit.
Okay. Oh, I should have had advantage because the short sword has the Vex property,
Ah.
which gives me advantage on my next one. That's better, but not a nat 20. Okay. And that's going to be 8
Okay,
slashing.
he dead.
Okay, perfect. And then I just turn to the other one with a little smile on my face.
Turn to the little guy. It's looking at you just with
You.
a mouthful of big sharp teeth as like
Your turn, my friend.
That'll
That is another 15.
hit.
And that's gonna be, ooh, 6 piercing.
That's enough to kill it.
Oh, sweet. All right. And then I will move. Let's see. Can get that far. Yeah, I'll go there.
What's up, Ula?
All right. Unfortunately, until the start of your next turn. My light goes out. So I'm just gonna make it white. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm gonna make it dark because I might cast it again and I don't want to make that circle again. And unfortunately, if I cast that again, I am out because I didn't scroll through this stuff. Quicken spell takes 2 sorcery points, right?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so if I am to continue to be a little light bulb, I will not be doing anything else. But other people being able to see, especially with this big motherfucker on the way, is useful. So, who is hurt? Anybody?
I don't think anybody's taken much damage.
No.
Okay. Can I hold a bonus action?
You can only hold standard actions as the standard action.
Boo. Boo. Boo, you whore. Okay. All right. Just a big old bummer. All right, well, I'm going to drop Sleep Storm because it's concentration, and I'm going to recast Spiritual Weapon because I lost it when I cast Sleet Storm. So I've got that. I'm gonna cast it. Where am I gonna cast it at? I'll put it up next to Roisin. And oh, that's not it. Hold on, where'd it go? There it is. I can immediately make a melee spell attack. Amazing.
Oh, that's what that square was. That was your spiritual weapon.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just going to move this off to the side.
Okay. Do we just know that it's there? Because I am going to recast it.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we want to just delete that, that's fine. But I will attack the very, very big fungi. I just got it. Fungi. Oh,
Oh, wow.
Caitlin.
Okay.
Honey, motherfucker. Did everyone else get it?
Yes.
I didn't get it. All right.
Love you.
All right, so you get the spiritual weapon next to the very, very big fun guy. It's going to attack him.
Yes. And oh, there it is. It's plus 7 to hit. 21 to
That'll
hit.
hit.
And it's 1d8. My spell attack modifier is only 4. Wow. Okay. That is true. Aw. Balls. 5. Okay. And then I cast Bright Sparks on myself again as an action. So that'll last until my next turn. And it also gives perception checks advantage to spot creatures hidden in shadows in case that comes up.
Okay. These
That's
are
it.
th these creatures aren't sentient. They're not going to be doing any hiding, but it's good to know.
That is it.
Okay. What's up, Cass?
Okay. I'm gonna stab this little guy, little fun guy next to me.
I don't get puns because I enunciate words because I read them one at a time.
Does a
I
nine
it's
hit?
very
A
difficult.
nine misses.
It's just a
I
very
will
old
just use my
pun.
inspiration because orange is still this thing.
I have the
Cool.
same problem, Caitlin. Did you get a 27?
Got a nat 20, so it's very dead.
Nice.
This fun guy with one hit point
Oh no.
is very, very, very dead.
That
That sucks.
That's fine. Okay. And then I've got enough movement. Ooh-wee-wee. Aha.
What?
Come up behind. Oh wait, no, I didn't need to use my inspiration because it was bloodied, right?
Oh
So I
yes,
would have
that's
had
right.
advantage.
Yeah, keep your inspiration. Yep.
Yeah, cool. And then come up on this guy and
Which is also bloodied.
stab him with advantage.
Nice.
21.
That'll hit.
Okay, and this will be one plus sneak attack. That's much better. So 15 total piercing damage.
That kills it.
Nice.
Cool,
Very,
cool.
very nice.
Then yeah, I think that's gonna be it.
Okay. All right, let's have some fun, guys.
Uh-oh, Tommy.
Yep. I just realized I got left behind and now I'm going to be surrounded. It's fine. It's cool.
The dicks are coming
That's right.
after.
These actually move pretty slow, so it takes them their whole turn, double move, to get to you. Unfortunately. Well, unfortunately for me. Fortunately for you. Hey, Rin, you're getting pummeled by this big fun guy in front of you. Maybe, maybe not. Yeah, that's AC 13 will miss you, I'm pretty sure. Does AC 13 miss you?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then Kess, attack from the little one next to you. 10 will miss. And then Ula, 3 attacks.
Ew.
17 hits.
Nope.
Okay, 17 miss. 7 miss. Natural 20.
Ooh, silvery bubs, motherfucker!
Okay. 19.
Oh, meets it, beats it. My AC is a 19.
Yes, meets it, beats it.
Damn. All right, it's not a nat 20. Was hoping to avoid having to roll for concentration. I'm not worried about the damage, really.
7 bludgeoning and 8 poison.
Woof. Okay.
Okay.
But that's only one concentration check, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So just DC 10 concentration.
Heroic inspiration.
Ruh-roh.
17. We're good. Okay. We're good.
And that just leaves the very, very big fun guy. He's going to have you make a constitution saving throw, Roisin.
What's he doing to me, Chris?
He is bending over and shooting some spores at you.
I'm going to use my heroic inspiration. Ooh, oops, 11.
That actually just misses.
Oh.
Sorry. Would have counted for the big guys, but the very, very big guy is a little stronger. So you are stunned, which means it has advantage on these next two attacks against you.
Well, balls. I should not have used my silvery barbs.
Let's see, AC 21 and AC 19.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't an ability check, right? No, that was a con. Okay.
You're not resistant to poison damage at all or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. 25 points of damage.
Sweet.
25.
Do you lose rage if you're stunned?
You're not a barbarian, are you?
I am not raging.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Roisin's a fighter.
Oh, my mustache.
Your mustache is very pleasant. All right, puts up bottom of the round, puts up Tomi.
Hey, Ren, are you still, whatchamacallit, stunned?
No, I'm not stunned anymore.
Okay, cool.
Roisin is.
For now.
Roisin is.
How you can't? Is there a way to get somebody out of stunned?
She has to roll for it at the end of her turn.
But there's no other way for somebody else to help you with it.
I don't.
Other than giving so. Help action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you'd need a greater restoration.
Yeah, because lesser doesn't do it.
So. I am going to say sorry, guys, and use my bonus action to face step 30 feet.
Nice.
To thick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
Greater Restoration doesn't do it either.
6.
And then I want to walk 1, 2, 3, 4. I can see this very, very big fungi in front of me. And is using your meta magic a bonus action? I know that doing your.
Nope, it's just part of the casting of the spell.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm just gonna like really fun do a little spend some two sorcery points and cast a second level traumatic orb at both the very, very big fungi and the big fungi from Hayren.
Okay. All right. So it's two attacks, right?
Yes. First one,
This going? Which one is this going at?
the little guy. First one is, I don't know if it's gonna make it. 14.
That'll hit.
Ooh. Second one is 18.
That'll also hit.
Nice. Okay, and then the lovely 4d8 of damage for first guy. Eight, 10.
Okay. He's still up.
And then for big
But
guy,
he is bloodied.
11 for big guy.
That does bloody him.
Oh, the very, very big guy.
He's
Okay.
already been hit, though.
Yeah, he's taken 26 points.
Gotcha.
All right, and that is all my. Well, I can move 5 more feet, but I'm not going to.
Okay, puts up Ula. I'm sorry, Hayran. Puts up Hayran.
Okay.
Okay. I am going to. Is there any way I could step over here and then get my breath weapon in a line to get this guy and fungi?
What's the range on your breath weapon?
On a line, it's 30.
Yep, you can get both. Yep, you can dig. Yep, you can do just that. No sweat.
Thank you. I would like to do that. It's a dex 14.
Okay, go ahead and roll the damage.
Eleven holds.
This is the first time you've done this. What's it look like as you?
I think I might have, but it's what does it look like? It's just dragon breath. It's sparkly in the same pearly color as me. It's very cold.
Just shoot this line of frozen, sparkly, cold damage, killing both of them, freezing them instantly.
Yay! Okay, and then I will. I'll activate my blade song again.
All right.
And
Look, we all fit on one page now.
And then I'll step over like here.
Okay. Puts up Roisin, make me a con save.
Oh, really bad. Eight.
Ooh. You're still stuck in it. I'm so sorry. I know that's no fun.
It's all good.
Puts up Ula.
Okay. The spiritual weapon uses my bonus action. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've just done this. I'm just gonna have to keep doing it. Because if I drop my illumination, everybody gets disadvantage on hitting this guy, right?
Only if they're outside of their dark vision range and stuff like that.
So does Roisin have dark vision?
Roisin has 10 feet of blind sight.
Oh. And how's everybody's health looking?
Fine.
Good, good, good.
I think Roisin's not bloodied yet, but she's close.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
took
but I'm
25
fine.
damage. Tomy's using distance and Heirun probably will too. Okay. I will keep it up and hope that that's not a bad decision. So, I will attack the very, very big fungi. Fuck. Pretty sure a seven misses.
Balls.
Sucks. And then cast Bright Sparks again
Okay.
to keep the lights on. And that's it.
What's up, Cass?
You're
You're muted.
muted.
Sorry. Stabbing this little fun guy next to me, does a 14 hit?
Yes.
Cool. That's 6 piercing damage.
All right, that's a dead guy.
Cool. Then just for flavor purposes, I'm going to take my thorn whip dagger, point it up, and like grapple onto one of the branches of this tree to swing over behind this other big guy,
Love it.
Nice.
and stab him.
Stabby, stabby.
21 to hit.
Yes.
And speed with sneak attack. Ooh, bad roll. 10 damage.
Right, you bloody it.
And then, yeah, I'll stay there.
What's up, fungi family? All right. The ever-dwindling fungi family. Let's see. Kess, you look like easier food. So they are both going to attack you. AC 16, AC 8. So one hit. For 14 points of damage.
Reaction, uncanny dog.
Okay. Okay. And then. Hey, Ren, you're getting double teamed by these two guys.
Chris, love your terminology in this game or this combat.
You're the ones. You're the ones.
The big fungi that ejaculate are the ones that are double teaming.
Hey.
I never said the E word. You all came up with that on yourselves, and that was a four and a five to hit you, Hey Ren. So,
Nope.
and then
Damn.
that puts up just a very, very big guy, which has advantage on its two attacks against Roisin. AC 17, then AC 22. So two hits.
Silvery barbs on one of those.
Okay, turned it into a natural 20.
No, well, it has to take the lower, so
Is it the lower or is it the new roll?
the
I think
lower.
it's the lower.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, give advantage to somebody.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the triggering creature must re-roll the d20 and use the lower roll.
Great.
Yeah, specifically. Advantage to Roisin. Get you out of this.
Thanks, baby.
I have a lot of turn regret. I wish I'd dropped the spiritual weapon and cast Bless on everybody.
It's all good.
23 points of damage.
I let out a little toot of pain.
All right. Puts up Tomy.
Oh, okay.
And
Toot.
Roisin is now bloodied.
Okay, well, that makes my decisions a little easier. I am going to
cast a third level, grow like a larger orb between my hands, crackling with the electricity, and toss it at the big guy, very, very big guy. And oh, that I'm using the inspiration Caitlin gave me.
Yay.
Same thing.
What'd you
15.
15 hits?
Oh,
Hey,
big
nice.
target.
How?
Yes. I thought somebody else rolled something big, but it didn't hit.
I mean,
Okay.
application for keeping the heroic inspiration. If she had told you what she rolled instead of just assuming that it missed, she wouldn't have used the heroic inspiration.
Nah, we're fine. It's a life.
Hey!
It's 9 o'clock.
It's an
All
extra inspiration. No big
right.
deal. I get a new one in a little bit.
It wasn't 9 o'clock.
Where
I would fight. I would lawyer up.
I mean, you guys are mopping this.
I can't find enough. I'm just gonna hit it here. Oh wait, I have 5d8 in my hand.
I like to imagine you're just always carrying around 5d8 and just kind of forget about it most of
Twenty-three.
The large creature falls with a resounding thud into the ground.
Yay.
It dead or is it just sleepy?
Wait, is it dead or is it just sleeping?
I mean, it looks dead.
There's still two guys alive over here.
There's still four guys.
Oh, four guys?
Oh, two of them just rocked up to Harun.
And there's two over by Chess and
Yeah.
Vino? Okay. But Royston is not gonna get hit by that big guy anymore. So
Hey, Rin, it's your turn. You got two big fungi, two fresh fungi on you.
fresh. Do I recall how strong they were, like the other ones of this type? Or was I too stunned to notice?
They're hitting for like, 10 to 14 points of damage each.
Okay. Ula, you can put out this fire that's already here, right?
Which
The
one?
fire behind you
It's
is
from the
out.
campfire.
Is out. There's just this
There's just a
overlay.
campfire.
That
Yeah,
So
tree
that one
is out.
actually is not there.
Yeah, the overlay was in the way and I was too lazy to move it, but there you go.
Well,
Actually, we probably don't
I'm
need
so
that anymore.
sorry.
Why?
I'm gonna light it on fire again.
No!
No,
It's only one tree. We could probably, unless you're casting fireball. Okay.
just burning hands. Can I get these two?
Yeah, you can get those two with burning hands.
Okay, it's a dex save. I'm gonna cast it third level.
Oh wait, I think
Fire release
you'd have
action
to like you'd
mushroom.
have to step back to get both of them. So that would or step back. So I'd provoke from one of them.
Okay. Oh, would the cone not get them?
Yeah, well you just
Both.
have to you'd have to step back like to here or there.
Okay. I can step wherever, and if it provokes an attack, hit me. Do it. Do it so I can tell you what my AC is right
AC 16. What's your
No,
AC? What's
I'm
your
AC
AC?
21.
Okay.
Nice. Hey. Very nice.
Look at
Thanks.
you singing and swinging. Yeah.
Excuse me.
No.
I don't know why I'm yawning. It's my noon right now, so.
Oh my God, that was horrible. Okay, 13 fire damage.
They both failed the save, but they are both bloodied and still up.
Sore, annoying. I'm gonna miss these.
away.
Yoinks and away. That does provoke from one of them.
Oh, sorry, I missed these steps.
Oh, we missed
Oh,
these
wait.
steps.
No, I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't.
Why? Spell.
Oh. Yeah, spells.
Boo.
Spells. That's my B.
All right, so you're still there?
I'm still there.
Anything else?
No.
Con
I'm
save,
afraid of being
Roisin.
stunned.
All right. Ooh, 20 something.
Yeah, you're
Nice.
back up, back into it. Okay, puts up Ula.
Okay. I'm going to. What am I going to do? I got a thunder wave, but that's going to catch Kess. I think. Unless on a thunder wave. Whoa. Let's try again. Why won't it let me do it? This'll do it. I drop spiritual weapon. It says from self. Can I center it like a little bit on myself like that?
No.
Or it has to be in front of you.
It has to be like imminent, yeah, coming from you.
That sucks. Well, in that case, I won't drop spiritual weapon because I would know that. One, two, three. Oh, yeah. I can get that right there. And I will attack that guy who's not bloodied
Okay.
with the spiritual weapon. What's my plus to hit for 16?
That'll hit.
Okay, and that's 1d8, right? Okay. Oh, beautiful. Is there a plus to hit? Yes, right? Yeah, 12. 12 points of damage.
Nice.
Rolled an 8.
You bloody it.
Amazing. That was my bonus action. And my action. I don't have a lot of targeted spells, interestingly enough. I am going to drop the light because we're about done. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I will cast a Toll the Dead on this guy in front of me.
One between you and Kess or the other one?
The one that I just hit, the
Okay.
one to the upper right. And he has to succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Four.
Amazing. The D12s I never use. Which one? That one. Oh, that's a 6. 6 points of damage.
All right, that is enough to kill it.
Yay!
Another one,
Oh, we're
another.
level 5. It should have been 2d12. So what did I say? 6? It's actually 17.
Very nice.
Nice.
I know it doesn't matter, but excited.
All
That's
right.
it.
Okay, puts up Kess.
Cool. Stabbing this big fun guy.
Yeah.
With advantage.
Nice.
That's a natural 20.
Hey, noise.
Unless you really roll poorly, I think you will be dead.
That's 8 points. Do I need to add sneak attack?
No, he's dead.
Okay.
Nice. He did.
Then 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Oh, I do have enough movement.
Nice.
I can grab myself. There we go. Do not there, and I'll stab this fun guy next to Hey Red.
Noise.
So, 14 to hit.
Yes, that'll hit.
And we'll sneak back that. Oh, 3 sixes on the sneak attack damage for 19.
It is a very, very dead big fun guy. Nice.
Yep. And that's my turn.
Okay. Well, this last one is too
It
stupid to run away.
up.
Misses you, Matthew. Tell me, how would you like to kill this one last mushroom that has 3 hit points?
Well,
Backhand
I'm just going to, been fighting these guys. It's gotten a little old. We got up so early this morning. I am so tired. Hey, where's my water? what was I saying? Anyway, I cast Sorcerer's Burst.
Nice.
Okay.
And it does 1d8 of lightning damage.
All right. I'm not even gonna make you roll it. You blast this thing.
Okay,
It
cool.
it's dead.
Wouldn't it be funny if I did less, though? Let me see what I roll. I got four.
Okay,
Nice.
yeah. All right. So you all catch your breath as you look around at these myriad of dead mushrooms, mushroom creatures. You hear the sounds of horses as a few of the guards come riding down to reinforce and then see that you have everything under control.
I use second wind on myself in this time.
Oh yeah, I toss a healing word at you.
So the three guards you've actually not really talked to before, but they come up. You see there's a an orc looks like an orc fighter, a human or a halfling rogue, and then a human sorcerer looking person.
Roisin, you get 9 hit points back.
Thank you.
Hello. Guys, I have a cure wounds for anyone who needs it. Anyone needs it. Hey, Ren, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
The orc says, "Is there anything we can do to
Yes.
help?" I won't
No.
say no, but I'm not in bad straits.
I'll just give you a little tap on the shoulder. You cure wounds. Poor
Oh, this
bed.
tree's on fire. I don't know how that
Yeah.
happened.
Oh, yeah. Did you put the tree out?
The wizard
17.
casts a ray of frost on it and puts the fire.
Nice. Thank you.
Puts me back up to full HP. Thank you.
Welcome.
Roisin, are you still bloodied?
Yes. Oh, shit. No, you're
That's
not.
fine. It's fine. That's fine. Bloodied. You said
The
you healed her.
16.
Thank
I rolled poorly. You get another 16.
you.
three people kind of stand there awkwardly, and they're like, "Well, you guys got first tour at the caravan?"
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Do you guys find these little mushroom critters around a
Rosa,
lot?
the halfling says, "My name is Rosa, by the way. Yeah, we've been actually doing guest caravan guard duty for a couple of years now." She says, "We saw there's a mushroom outbreak about a year and a half ago. I think they all spawn out of the big one."
Big one's dead
Oh.
now.
That big one in particular,
Do
or
we burn it?
just
Do you
no.
need to burn these, or do
There's usually like a big one and like a very big one and some big ones and like a bunch of little smaller ones.
Yeah, there's a very, very big one over there. Should we burn it?
She says, "Yeah, probably." But
Hmm.
she kind of eyes the lot of you, then kind of focuses on Kes for a second. She says, "But the spores make for good ingredients for things.
Oh no, I'm
mean,
getting to that.
harvest
Don't
it,
worry.
yeah, but
good
then burn it.
ingredients for what?
I just want to make sure that they're not going to regrow.
The sorcerer says, "Name's Nissa." No, they're dead. They don't come back or anything like that.
I'm Tomy.
My pleasure.
That's Tess. That's Rysin. That's Hayren. That's Ula.
You go to point at Ula, and I'm already next to the fire covering up. I'm done. I'm going to sleep. I don't know
The
where Ula is.
orc says, "My name's Rygar."
What's it? What is it?
Rygar. They're on the
The
map.
banner screen.
Oh, okay. I looked away from map.
Yeah.
Is Rosa halfling?
Halfling, yes.
Nissa is
Human. Looks like a wizard, perhaps, or a sorcerer.
Well, appreciate you coming to help, but
Well,
yeah, it was
yeah.
just a quick one.
Rygar says we were until you guys joined up. We were on end duty, so we know how it goes.
I'm sure you're relieved not to be on end duty anymore.
He says, "I'm guessing if unless you guys are planning on sticking around, we'll probably be on end duty on the way back." So,
Yeah. Yep. So we should probably burn this so you guys don't hit it anymore.
yeah,
Mushroom roots.
just do it away from your campsite. Those spores are pretty fucky.
Yeah.
Cool.
But okay, I'm still confused. You said they're good ingredients. What are they good ingredients for?
Rosa says, "Well, for poisons, duh."
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
He gets it, she says, pointing at Kes.
You make
Apparently, everybody knows that
poison?
about me now.
She says, "You're wearing a poison belt."
Oh.
These are nondescript vials of clear liquid.
Yeah, he could really just care about our hydration and be
They're
carrying
energy
water for
drinks.
us. Yeah. I thought
And
he was
our
trying, yeah, I thought he was
Zippo
trying a
energy drinks.
new fashion statement, like Hugh Grant of health.
She says, "Hugh's hat, right?" And then she kind of chuckles.
His newest hat.
This is like, I don't know. It's in fashion in these parts this time of year.
The
Do you know
head?
how many hats he has?
No. How
A
many does he have?
lot. Way too many.
We can't tell you the exact number for security reasons.
Oh, weird. Rosa kind of starts going over and collecting some of the spores.
Yeah, Guess is going to do that too. Does she look like the sneaky stabby type?
Yes, 100%. She's got a pair of daggers, one in each hip, like some knife boots or boot knives, knife
Knife boots.
Ooh.
boots. Boot
Just
knives.
fully made of knives.
Just knives everywhere. Yep. Her brooch is a knife. Nissa kind of walks over to you, Hayrin. She says,
Hi.
"Couldn't help but notice you have a shell book there."
Yes.
She says, "I mean, we'll have to go back to watch here in a moment, but do you want to compare notes?"
Oh, I would love to.
What's a shell
So,
book?
That's her spell
it's my
book.
spell.
Oh,
When there's like a
spell
spell.
Book. But she calls it a shell book because it's got a shell for the covers.
I made it out of shells.
I was like, do we know about this? What is this?
All right. So you and Nissa spend some time talking and comparing notes. And what I'll say is you can add one second level spell to your spell book for free.
Ooh, woo! That's exciting.
Thank
Sick.
you.
And Rosa Kess helps you collect spores and gives you some tips for how to turn it into an effective poison. And so what I'm going to say is that will actually unlock a new poison type you can create, and I will send you the details about that in between sessions.
That's cool.
That is cool, but I was also going to ask if I could alchemically tinker with them to maybe come up with a potion that makes somebody resistant to stun.
Absolutely. Fuck yes.
Ooh, that's cool.
So that's also something you can work on with it.
Use the spores as like a vaccine type of thing. Not a vaccine, but yeah,
Yeah.
reverse engineer. I fucking love it.
And then Tomi and Roisin, Rygar just kind of awkwardly stands around. He has no gifts for you guys, but he looks
Just give
cool.
him a head nod.
Gives you a head
Yep.
nod back.
You want some cookies?
Fuck yeah, absolutely.
Cool. These ones have chocolate in them. And these ones have just like a little swirl of cinnamon and honey.
He
He's really
takes a
good.
chocolate one and a cinnamon one, pushes them together, and puts both of them in the mouth at the same time.
Is it good like that?
Oh, it's real fucking good.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good. Rygar says, yeah, sorry, we wanted to stop by and introduce ourselves earlier, but a lot of good role playing happening down here. Sessions were running late. We're supposed to show up at like session six, but here we are now.
You're a little late, buddy.
He says, but yeah, it's good to actually meet you guys. Get up to anything fun in Blacklass?
We got kind of swindled almost by Handsome Herbert.
He spits in the ground. That fucker. Oh, I
Yeah.
hate him.
Us too. Yeah.
He's
Yeah.
he says we've had to fight him on several of our journeys, him and his crews. He always gets away.
Have you
Wonder
ever
why
seen?
that is. It's because he kind of lowers his voice so Nissa can't hear him and Hayren can't hear him. He's like, because he's a sneaky fucking wizard, that's why.
Are you saying you think all wizards are bad?
No, I'm just saying
Nice.
he's bad and he's a wizard.
Maybe you should talk to Kiss.
And wizards can change their face and disappear and shit. I don't
Son of
like
a
it.
bitch.
If you're gonna fight, just fucking fight, right?
I mean, that's a point.
Mean, don't get me wrong. If you have like a cool flaming sword, use it. But like, come at me.
I do really want to hit him, so.
Handsome
Yeah.
Herbert?
Yes.
He has a very punchable face, I would say.
Oh, what's he look like? I've never actually seen him without his, mask on.
Well, yeah, this is a it's a douchey mask.
All right. So, anything that you want to talk to these folks about? Otherwise, they'll just kind of sh exchange spells, talk about poisons, and then make their way back to their own watches for the evening.
Have you found any weaknesses with Handsome Herbert at all, or anything odd you've noticed, other than the fact that he's a prick?
The moment that he starts to take fire, he fucking bolts. He's a coward.
Mm.
He'll throw his hirelings in front of him every time. But the moment he starts to feel the heat, and away he goes.
Gets out of the kitchen.
That's right. It's
All
almost
right,
like
Pretty.
he it's almost like he knows that if he died, no one would care enough to bring him back.
I think
You're right on that one.
Yeah.
You all rest up for the evening. They head back to their part of the caravan. Rygar saying, "Yeah, if anything comes up and you haven't taken care of it in time, just holler. We'll come."
Cool. Same for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot quieter in the middle.
Yeah. Well, you say that now, you jinxed yourself.
Oh shit, Nissa, can you unjinx me? He says as they start walking away.
Amazing.
All right, so you all get some rest. We continue through our watches. That's right. We are still on watch rotations.
Good Lord.
Roisin, roll me a perception check.
I'm gonna run to the restroom really quick.
Yep.
12.
You look around. No funguses. Everything's good. Hey, Ren, on your watch. Let me perception check.
Nine.
Nothing. And then lastly, Kes, final watch. Okay.
Four.
Yeah, it's dead quiet. All right. So you all continue along following the caravan.
For a little bit when they were getting rid of the little mushroom bodies, Tomi tried to think of a way where she could maybe grow a little mushroom guy, and that way they could raise it from a little mushroom baby, and then it would be nice. But then she figured it probably wouldn't work out, so she didn't even put.
Did you consider taking any of the spores?
I thought about it. Didn't do it, but definitely thought about it.
Okay. All right. So you have another quiet day. What's the mood like around the caravan as you travel?
I think it's pretty good. I'm gonna give Whiskers some carrots.
All right.
And see if they'll let me teach Sir Greg how to sit comfy on top of a horse in case we ever get horses.
Yeah, he's pretty gentle. Sir Greg is weirded out by it, but roll me an animal handling check with advantage because it's Sir Greg and you can talk to him.
I talked to both of them. 15 plus 4, I think, was my animal
Yeah.
handling.
When Sir Greg
Yes.
realizes he doesn't actually have to do any work, he gets
Yeah.
comfortable and balances on the horse pretty well.
He's a draft horse, so just like a big sofa, basically, for a
Yeah.
little guy like him.
Yeah, Sir Greg very much appreciates riding a horse and lets you know that this is the only way a person, a badger of his stature, should travel in the future.
Tom, you should earn some money then, so that way you can buy a horse.
He says, "That's your job. Buy me a horse.
I
Get money, Tommy. Get money."
laugh. That's it.
So, go ahead and roll me a another knitting check for that evening.
Oh, yes. Ooh, 18 plus 3, 21.
All right, so
Nice.
that third night you finish the mushroom hat for Hugh Grant. And despite not having a pattern, it all turned out really well.
Nice. I think I've rolled only like two things lower than a 15 on this dice today. It's been
That's
freaking crazy. And
amazing.
I think I've rolled like four or five 18s.
So you have a quiet evening of watches, and I'm going to make you roll for it. Just a nice quiet evening and another quiet day. It is the 18th of Sylvian, and nearing the end of the day.
Wait, at breakfast, I want to ask everyone, I'm like, okay, so I thought I would just give this to Hugh Grant, but he did say he was looking for abandoned hats by the side of the road. So what if I put it in a little bag and give it to Sir Greg and have him like run ahead and just try to like set it on the side of the road, and then he can find it. And
Yes.
then he'll be like, guys, there's a new hat. And then he'll come and do like that thing we talked about.
It's a fantastic idea.
Brilliant idea.
Okay.
I
We
like
do
it.
that.
What color is the hat?
It is red with white spots.
Okay, so like a toadstool.
Yeah, like a toadstool. It looks like a toadstool. It's very cute. Probably not his style at all, but it's adorable.
Right, I'm going to have you roll me a sleight of hand check for Sir Greg.
Okay. Is it he just straight up?
I'll give him
Nope.
advantage because he's very small.
12.
Sir Greg comes back without the package.
That doesn't mean much.
Do you remember where you put it?
Outside of the road.
Okay. Well, on this road?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if we pass it, then we can pick it up.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say. I'll just keep an eye out.
All right. So yeah, the forest starts to get thicker, and eventually you crest the hill and you see beneath you a kind of a medium large settlement dominated on one side by a huge wall that looks to be 40 feet tall. And beyond that, you're in this sort of light woods, but beyond that, you see the density of the forest increases dramatically as you see spreading off in front of you the Vista Marna jungle, and which must mean that the town in front of you is in fact Jungle's Edge. So you all roll in to town, making it there that evening. And as the last of the as the last of your caravan makes it into the walls, you see Hugh Grant come riding up, and he looks at you all, says, "Good work! I heard about the mushroom attack."
What's on his head?
His normal hat.
Huh.
He says, "Now, from what I've led to understand over the last many years, me caravanning with this is." You know, we see those mushrooms pop up and like that, attacks like that every couple of years, he says. These creatures are not sentient, or so we thought. He says, he taps his nose and he says, 39 has become 40, my friends.
Really?
And he reaches into his bag and he pulls out the mushroom hat.
Oh my God. Do you think they made it?
He says, "What other explanation could there be?"
Yeah.
Wow. That's 100%. Yeah, I agree. What could have happened?
Roll me a deception.
look at the details.
Can I help?
They must have made it with their little.
No, because you all have to roll a deception right now.
Okay.
I'm not even saying anything.
Right?
He says, "I mean, all these years, we've just been slaughtering those poor creatures."
16.
Also a 5.
So wait, who all got a 5?
Oof.
You two?
And Caitlin.
And Caitlin, I think.
And Caitlin also got a 5?
No, I didn't get a 5. Oh. It's not very high. Deception?
Not very hat.
I got an 8.
okay, 5, 5, 8. Hey, Ren, Toby, what'd you both get?
16.
14.
So
am I?
So the meter middle is 8.
So Hugh Grant is like excited. He's like, "I mean, this could change everything we know about those creatures." He says, mostly looking at you, Tomi, and you, Hayren. And he kind of turns and sees the three of you just
giggling.
Like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh no!
This what? One of you made this hat, didn't you?
No, not at
Raise
all.
Raise my hand.
He takes his big hat off, puts it in his bag of holding, and puts on the mushroom cap. He says, "Your workmanship is fabulous."
Thank you.
If I seem disappointed, it's only because
it's not a magic mushroom hat.
I thought it was on to a discovery, and
yes,
well, it will take me a little time to get over the disappointment.
Honestly, you were so excited that I got excited about it too,
but. I think the excitement of having this fine hat as my 40th hat will overtake it. This will be a good day.
Fantastic. I'm glad you like it.
Later that afternoon, Hugh Grant died.
Oh no, I died.
Hugh Grant went back to his home planet.
Back to his home planet.
All right. He says, "Well, he says payment is in order, of course."
All right.
Yeah. This is a job we've been working.
And he gives each of you 5 gold pieces.
Nice.
And Tomi, he gives you an extra gold piece.
Hey.
Thank you.
Nice.
I have to.
He says, "Well, we'll be here for a few days and then traveling back and then traveling back again. So, after whatever you all are doing here, if you're done and you want to earn some coin on your way back to Portage," he says, "stick around. We'll be here sooner or later. You can travel with us again anytime."
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool.
It's been lovely getting to know you.
He says, and you all as well." And with that, he hops back on his horse and takes off.
Stay safe.
What's your horse's name?
He says, "Notting Hill." And he heads off.
Love it.
Before he gets too far away, you see another familiar figure approaching your group. Ahanu.
Hello.
And she says, "Oh, hello there." She says, "I just wanted to. I know Hugh just got done paying you and talking to you," she says, "but I just wanted to come up and give you all my personal thanks for doing a great job guarding the caravan, getting here with no casualties and only the loss of one horse. That's pretty good."
Thank you.
She says,
Happy
"You
to
all did
do
good
it.
work." She says, "If you ever, I'm sure you told you the same thing, but if you ever need any more work in the future and we're around, we'd be happy to have you again."
Thank you.
We'll look you up forever in the same place.
Of course. And she says, "Hey, Rin." She says, "I just want to let you know this is the village that your father parted ways with us as well. So, a little bit of strange synchronicity there."
Thank you for everything. Didn't see if
Mm-hmm.
anyone else had heard you, Dad.
She says, "If I recall correctly, he said he was going to take a boat from here." So,
Oh, did he say where?
she says, "I imagine the Portage. Not many boats from Jungle's Edge go anywhere else, but it's hard to say."
That'd be strange.
If we find my father.
She says, "Well, good luck with that." She says, "And well met all of you." She says, "Welcome to Jungle's Edge. And if you're going to venture past them walls," she says, "you better stock up well." She says, "All sorts of nasty creatures beyond them." Says, "You ever wonder why they have those walls that big?"
No, I literally just got here.
Keep everyone in.
She says, "So the creatures out there can't look over it."
Oh, that's actually not what I expected you to say.
That's a little
Really?
terrifying.
Is there anything in particular you suggest we purchase?
She says, "The best weapons you can find."
I'm very small.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Actually, if they're that big, they might not even see me.
She says, "Those predators have keen vision and an excellent sense of smell."
So, holding still, right in front of it.
She says, "We'll just make you a very easy lunch." That's right.
Okay. Are you sure? Because I saw a play once.
All right. So, as you all make your way into Jungle's Edge and get ready to prepare for the jungles beyond, that is where we'll pick up next time.
Yay!
Yay!
Great session, Chris.
Okay, I'm glad you
Yeah.││
all.